USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has just learned his fate. After being found guilty of raping one woman and committing a criminal sex act on a second, a judge ruling a short time ago that Weinstein will spend 23 years in jail. The number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. now up to at least 1,030, according to the CDC. Most of those U.S. cases have been in New York State and Washington State. The coronavirus frenzy continuing to send Wall Street into a frenzy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 1,000 points at times in morning trading. In fact, all three major stock indexes have been down about 3% or more, the free fall coming a day after the markets had recouped about half of their record losses back on Monday. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NBC and other news organizations now projecting Senator Bernie Sanders did win the Democratic caucus in North Dakota. Sanders picking up 8 delegates in that state, while Joe Biden has picked up 6 so far. Even with Sanders' projected win, Biden will lead Sanders in the overall delegate count nationally, with Biden receiving 837 delegates to Sanders' 689. Biden delivering big victories in Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, and Idaho yesterday. Washington State at last check was still too close to call. The White House says President Trump will skip the annual St. Patrick's Day lunch on Capitol Hill tomorrow, saying in part it's because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be there. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says,
"We don't need to deal with any more of her, you know, little games and her little ripping up of paper. Who knows what she's got planned for this? And that's not what the country should be focused on, is her games and her politics."
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
First Lady Melania Trump again urging Americans to fight cyberbullying. Mrs. Trump spoke at the PTA legislative conference yesterday, and she discussed the extremes of the Internet.
"When used properly, the Internet can be a tool for good. When not used properly, it can be destructive and dangerous."
Mrs. Trump saying it's the duty of people, including parents in particular, to make sure that children are being taught the importance of positive ways to interact with each other. Another huge annual event may be on its way towards cancellation because of the coronavirus concerns. The annual Electronic Entertainment Expo, better known as E3, is, according to several reports, going to cancel the 3-day event in Los Angeles scheduled for June. Entertainment Software Association is the organization behind E3. It has not made any official announcement yet. Apple is said to be testing the ability to rescind text messages that you send and then think better of it later. It would let iPhone users retract messages, though the recipient would be notified that the retraction occurred. And McDonald's is at it again. If the Big Mac just isn't big enough, just double it. The fast food giant adding 2 more patties to make its iconic burger even bigger. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.